In South Africa, the current president is in a fierce fight for the leadership of the African National Congress. Thabo Mbeki is battling his arch rival at this week's annual ANC convention. Why it matters is that whoever heads the party decides who leads the country. NPR's Charlene Hunter-Gault reports.
These candidates, once again, Comrade Thabo Mbeki and Comrade Jacob Zuma. Thank you.
Finally, hours behind schedule, the official nomination for president of the African National Congress ruling party. The two candidates, current president Thabo Mbeki and the party's deputy president Jacob Zuma, have been in a highly contentious campaign, their relations severely strained since Mbeki fired Zuma from his government post as deputy president over corruption allegations 2 years ago. Both Mbeki and Zuma smiled throughout the nominating process as they and other members of the organization went into damage control mode, trying to contain the most divisive struggle in the organization's 96-year history. The signs of division and tension were everywhere, not least pro-Zuma delegates booing President Mbeki's 2.5-hour political report and loudly singing the Zuma signature song, Awuletu Mshiniwami, Zulu for Bring Me My Machine Gun. The ANC deployed its big guns to limit the damage, speaking with unusual candor to the media.
It was not what we are used to in ANC conferences.
Jeff Khadebe is a member of the highest-ranking ANC body, the National Executive Committee, and Government Minister of Transport.
The tension was very visible in the conference. You know, because you were there, you could cut it with a knife.
But Khadebe assured the media,
delegates have come down now. There's more understanding that we cannot afford a conference that does not do its task because of the behavior of certain individuals.
The whip cracking seems to have worked on some delegates, including Daniel Lwana, an official in the Eastern Cape branch.
There's nothing sinister here. All what we have come here for is to pronounce on what the branches have said. That is the ANC. And the ANC is not different from any other movement that has been here. And the ANC will still remain intact.
But some, like a delegate from the Free State, who would not give his name for fear of party retribution, think...
If one camp wins, I can see the tension. I don't believe those who doesn't win will be comfortable.
Some argue that the divisions within the ANC are a reflection of new members in the organization, which has swelled in the last few years by some 200,000 members. Many of those are not wedded to the old ANC culture and traditions, but their departure from those, some argue, are not threatening to the party or the country. Rather,
it's a crisis in the Greek sense, which means that it may well be a turning point.
Stephen Friedman of the Institute for Democracy in South Africa argues ANC leaders in the main have been chosen by other leaders, not the rank and file now raising its voice in the conference. He says the competition between Mbeki and Zuma is probably healthy for a young democracy.
The last election was 58 years ago. It's not impossible that this election will turn the ANC into a far more vigorously democratic organization in which grassroots people will feel they have far more of a say.
Voting by 3,900 delegates is underway, with ballots being counted manually, a procedure that delayed the process by almost a day, but which some agitated delegates demanded to avoid, they argued, the possibility of vote rigging. The winner could be announced as early as today. Charlene Hunter-Gault, NPR News, Polokwane, South Africa.